Way with the most dramatic breakthrough in carpet cleaning that I've seen in all my years in the business. This is our new biodegradable dirt dissolver. We apply it to your carpeting before we clean it. Now look at what happens when our powerful cleaning equipment goes to work on carpeting just like yours. We won't upset your home because we're in and out fast. With our exclusive new process, your carpeting is dry and ready for use in a matter of hours. See for yourself. Call Bushell at
Hudson 32700.
All right, welcome back. It's Dave Player here on 720 WGN. So if you grew up in Chicago, there are classic shows we grew up with, but during those shows, we also experienced some classic commercials, memorable jingles, and legendary pitchmen that would rival any city in America. So tonight we picked the top spots, top commercials of all time. And if you have a favorite you want to share, text us, call us, 312-981-7200. Phone lines are open. That's 312-981-7200. Now, joining us is a legend in his own mind here at WGN. He's the news anchor of Sunday nights on WGN Radio. He's also a pop culture enthusiast. He really is. And he was around for most of these commercials originally played in the 50s, 40s through today. He has I've read his press release here. He's got a new cookbook coming out later this spring. He's very excited about that. Ladies and gentlemen, here he is, the man, the myth, a true professional, Roger Badish, everybody.
When you're thinking Lincoln, Lincoln, better carpeting, well, let's call National 29000. National 29000.
Well, Roger Badish, how are you, bud?
Is this thing on?
Is this
a microphone?
Thanks for
which
thanks
end
for
do I use
it
on this? Hello? I'm sorry. Oh, hi,
Roger,
Dave Plyer.
It has been months. How
has.
Are you, buddy?
I'm doing fantastic.
I love having you on as a guest because really you are, you know, your wife calls you like the king of worthless information,
yeah,
pretty much.
So much so. You know, I asked her to write something for my book, and she said, mm-hmm. Book?
For the cookbook?
The cookbook. I'm frying. I've got 10 versions of boiling water. Please.
That's great.
Come on now.
There's a YouTube channel for that. I'm sure you know.
I know.
Yeah.
Who do you think I got the recipes from?
Fry an egg 50 different times.
And here's the other great thing about
yes,
it.
Mm-hmm.
I don't have to run and do a newscast.
You do not. You have not have to do a newscast. Live in studio, Roger Badish. No, I'm thrilled because you really have some great knowledge and great history just about the people behind some of these mm-hmm. spots. And, you know, if you're of a certain age in Chicago, and even if you're not, we're going to talk a little bit about what local Chicago commercial programming advertising was back in the day, because it was impactful. It was like when you talk about somebody's marketing budget mm-hmm. For a local company, you know, it was always reserved for buying airtime, and it was always live commercials.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, especially on the weekends.
You know, and we'll talk about some of those mm-hmm. those spots. But in the early days of television, the engine that financed the programming was the commercial. So the sponsor, in many cases, was the name in the front of the program. So-and-so
yes.
presents.
Right.
Or, you know, whatever it might have been. But they were memorable, not only because they featured really larger-than-life characters.
Right.
But it was bargain basement production.
Yes.
That was unintentionally humorous.
Right. But we didn't see it as humorous then. It was extremely impactful back then. Because, again, remember, there were only three types of entertainment back then. Movies, TV,
right,
and radio. There was no social media unless you stood out on the back porch and yelled across to your neighbor.
this was part of the social media experience in talking about these spots, right?
Yeah.
So best example that everybody knows that listens to this station or watches WGN TV is the Victory Auto Records mm-hmm. commercial, both voiced by our very own Dean Richards, who I believe does not get residuals still on this spot that he's been.
No.
That
he was oh, come on.
That he voiced for 40 years, but it hasn't changed, I mean, pretty much since the 70s.
The phone number.
Yes.
Because they keep putting an extra color bar over it.
And the TV spot's a little different now. It's not the guy with the door falling off
forth. That's right.
But the audio spot that airs on our station and other stations exactly the same. Mm-hmm. But the jingles, the taglines, the spokespersons, instantly recognizable. We opened up with Bushell Carpet.
Yep.
Hudson 32700. Because phone numbers at that time, for those youngins out there,
mm-hmm.
what were those phone numbers all about?
Well, they were about exchanges. So there were quite a number of exchanges in Chicago, and that was what area of town you were in.
Right.
So Hudson was the area around there. And then, first of all, you didn't have to dial an area code. Back when these commercials were on.
Seven digits.
Yeah, exactly. 312. Everyone was 312.
Lincoln Carpeting, National 29000. In the 80s. And I'd be like, what is that?
Right. But then those jingles then became kind of obsolete when you started to have to put the area code in front. And then guess what they started to put instead of phone numbers? The web address.
Oh, the web. That's right. That's right. Instead of.
Get us online. Click us online.
Yeah.
No more phone numbers.
No more phone numbers anymore. You think about, Bouchelle, the Empire Carpet Man, which we'll play in a little bit. Lynn Burton, for certain.
I love those commercials.
The auto ones we're really going to get to and spend some time on because they are really clever. Mm-hmm. The long Chevrolet kid. Harry Schmirler's Rockabye My Baby.
Yep.
You know.
The singing car salesman.
But they weren't pretty. They weren't polished.
They weren't meant to be pretty.
They weren't even professional, but they connected with viewers when they did their job.
Yeah.
And they created awareness. And even today, there's a couple generations that remembers all of them.
Yeah. Yeah. It definitely, because at least at my age, and almost Dean's age, because when you told me that we were going to talk about it, I was thinking, well, what were some of the earlier commercials that I remember watching as a kid? Not even in high school, having my toasted cheese sandwich on a Sunday afternoon with the black and white TV on and watching the Charlie Chan rerun movies.
Yeah,
and I'm thinking, I saw him on that commercial, Victory Auto Record commercial, when I was in grade school. I swear to God, you said he's been doing it for 40 years. It has to be longer than that.
Yeah. Even the kids today, kids, as I say, under 40, they're watching an Empire Carpet commercial. There's a little animated guy.
A lot of production on this.
Elmer Lynn Haldren. His voice is still at the end. He was a former advertising copywriter who stepped in the role in 77 when they auditioned all these actors and they couldn't find anybody. So they said, well, you just wear this. And
he was a singer. He was in a barbershop quartet.
Yes, he was. Yes, he was.
And I've met him several times at barbershop quartet shows because my wife was part of a female barbershop chorus.
Oh, that's cool.
And he was the MC for about 3 years in a row of their shows.
I've got a bobblehead of that guy. I do. You'll recognize the voice. Let's take a little listen.
No fast talker from New York can match that. Please call. If we could just get together, I know we could work things out. Is this you?
The Empire Carpet guy. Some of the home ones are what we've got loaded up here. We played Lincoln Carpeting. Actually, do we have the other commercial for Lincoln? Because that was probably one of the most familiar jingles in the city of Chicago was Lincoln Carpeting. There's Bouchelle. Empire Harlem Furniture. It's the room place
right
now, but that Harlem Furniture. Well,
more for your
I prefer
connection.
To play it just so people don't have to be exposed
give me a bag,
to that.
I still can't carry a tune.
let's listen to a little Harlem Furniture.
Harlem has style.
Furniture.
Harlem has quality.
Discounts.
Nice price place since 1912. Harlem Furniture. You like our style.
Now open south at 79th and Cicero.
Well, that's nice.
Yeah,
that place has been around for over 100 years, but it's these familiar jingles.
Yeah.
1912. So if you've got a favorite spot, a favorite spokesperson, if you want us to find a classic commercial to share with you, 312-981-7200. Nelson Brothers Furniture.
Yeah.
So they're technically still around, which I didn't understand that. Heilig Myers.
Oh, really?
Bought them and a bunch of other companies way back when. So they're part of a larger group, but they wiped out all the original names.
Oh,
just like you know, with Macy's and Marshall Fields and all that other stuff too.
Right.
But here's another very familiar one from Nelson Brothers.
With your credit power, Nelson Brothers Warehouse and Showrooms delivers the bedroom furniture you've always wanted. Imagine this luxurious ensemble in your bedroom. Get everything from rugs on the floor to pictures on the wall. Remember, with your credit power, Nelson Brothers finds the way to make it happen.
Nelson Brothers wouldn't think of charging you for delivery.
Open Monday and Thursday till 9, Sundays 10 to 5 at all Nelson Brothers Furniture Centers and the Warehouse Showroom.
Nelson Brothers loves me, and they love you too.
Right, classic.
We're singing along here.
708. Yeah, right. It's a song to us because we heard it a million times.
Yeah.
708. Hi, Roger and Dave. Remember the Maurice Linnell
Good Cookies
song?
And it was a cartoon. It was really? the Maurice Linnell. It was like a kid. It was almost like the Kool-Aid kid.
Oh, yeah,
it was
yeah,
a
yeah.
small,
okay.
you know, and he would go around with the cookies and stuff. Mm-hmm. And it was more of a cartoon. And unfortunately, those are, I keep looking for them every Christmas. The more
no, they're gone.
Linnell cookies,
no,
I know.
Gone. Yeah, yeah, yeah. I mean, the factory closed. And then within, yeah. within a year or two, I think after that, there was a place down Harlem
yes.
that still sold them.
It was the second sale, resale
store. Pinwheel cookies,
yeah.
all that other good
oh,
stuff.
Oh, my gosh.
We are talking classic Chicago commercials. There's a lot of texts coming in for the auto ones, and those
yes.
are the big ones. So yeah. we're going to do that after the break. 312-981-7200. We'll be right back.
The Late Movie is brought to you in part by Burt Wyman, your TV Ford man. Open nightly till 9, open all day Saturdays and Sundays, 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. at 3535 North on Ashland Avenue. Come one, come all to the fabulous September Carnival of Savings now going on at Burt Wyman Ford Country, 3535 North on Ashland Avenue. Super savings on every car, plus free refreshments for mom and dad, and yes, for the kids too. Don't miss the excitement. Be early, join the crowds, and save as never before. Oh, come on in and celebrate the all-new, brand-new 1981 Escort, Ford's world car with front-wheel drive. Escort, only $51.58.
So Lynn Burton.
Yeah, for certain.
Yeah, Lynn Burton for certain. He was the voice of, for generations, yeah. most trusted spokesman. Mm-hmm. So I think when we were doing the Nelson Brothers commercial, he was right. the voice of that, mm-hmm. too. Burt Wyman Ford, your TV foreman for 26 years. Now, what they would do is they would grab the cars from Burt Wyman's Ford lot on the mm-hmm. north side of Chicago. If you go toward the parking garage, or in the parking garage, well, you wouldn't. Don't do that.
Don't do it.
You'd be arrested.
you can't even get close nowadays.
In WGN-TV,
yeah.
there is a circular floor that turns.
That's right.
That is still there. There's a bunch of, it's for storage now mm-hmm. Over there that I've been shown. But every Friday night, those cars would come over. They'd put up the yellow curtains, mm-hmm. and they would spin the cars while Lynn Burton did the commercials.
That's right. He would stand there, and it was an empty set. I mean, really, they just wanted to showcase the car, so there was nothing fancy. There was no colors behind it or anything. It was a gray set. Most of the time, mm-hmm. well, maybe gray because I was watching it on black and white TV. So if you say there were yellow curtains there, pfft, you know, I couldn't tell.
Yeah.
But the car would slowly turn around and he'd be looking right in
I
your
love it.
Eyes through the camera.
Yes, he would.
Telling you
selling
that
you
this
that
is that car
That's
you
it.
Have to have.
That's it.
I was riveted to those commercials.
But even before him, it was Jim Moran, the courtesy man.
Mm-hmm.
So within 2 years after returning to Chicago after serving in World War II, Jim Moran purchased his first used car lot in 1946. It was a Hudson dealership. And then he bought Courtesy Motors, or built Courtesy Motors, mm-hmm. which was the big company. In 1955, he launched Courtesy Ford, and then really he was the voice for at least three generations.
Yeah.
And took his money and put it into a foundation.
Oh,
there's a Jim Moran Foundation that he gives
wow,
it to education and so forth. Yeah, exactly. Let's see here. 847 asks for Timmy, the obnoxious newsboy from Long Chevrolet. I know we have that. Let's take a listen.
Extra, read all about it. Long has 300 trucks in stock. More trucks arriving every day. Long Chevrolet has the selection you want. All the colors, all the options. Extra, extra, read here. Long has 300 trucks in stock. Extra, extra, read all about it. Make a deal today. Extra, extra, Long Chevrolet and Grand between York Road and Route 83. Extra, extra, read it here.
It's as annoying today as it was then. I'm sorry.
Our friend at 847 could not have said that any better.
Yes.
How horrible is that?
First of all, yeah. you've got the microphone a mile away.
Mm-hmm.
So the audio quality is horrible,
yeah.
which I realized then as a young person, more so than I do now after learning about audio quality.
Sure.
And second of all, it was in the same pitch. It was just, it grated into you about five words in. He was inside your brain, scratching at your brain like someone scratching at a blackboard. It was effective.
Timmy was portrayed by the nephew of dealership owner Jim Long from Long Chevrolet. And I think somebody had him on a show like a few years
really?
Ago. Yes.
The kid.
Yeah. yeah kid. And then Bob Jadel, the guy that did the Victory Auto Records where the door fell off.
Mm-hmm.
That's his name.
And, oh, really?
Yeah. It was one of those things where It was almost by accident that he was in that commercial.
That's amazing.
And just stand there and look, tick that your door fell off or whatever.
Wasn't there, isn't there a video online of
the outtakes?
The outtakes.
Outtakes. You can
hilarious.
Find
hilarious.
From, you know, for geeks like us, that's hours worth of entertainment.
Yeah. Hours worth of entertainment. Honey, don't bother me. I'm looking at outtakes.
Exactly. Rick from Woodstock, you're on 720 WGN. How you doing, buddy?
I'm doing fine, thank you. How are you?
Excellent, excellent. You got a car dealer you remember commercials for, right?
Yeah. I got out of the military in 1961, and I had this going through my head. I remember before, from years before I went in, and it was the Nicky Chevrolet. The Nicky Chevrolet with the backwards K. And I went in there in 1961, and with money that I'd saved in the military, and bought a brand new 62 Corvette.
Oh,
and
nice.
I had to wait 10 weeks for it, and I paid cash, and I paid $4,999.30, 70 cents less, $5,000 for a black with red interior, black and white, red interior, 62 Corvette.
Beautiful, beautiful. How long did you have that car, Rick?
Well, nobody accused me of being smart. I was a musician. When I got out, I was a musician. I was a drummer. Okay. And it was made of fiberglass, and I put a luggage rack on the back, and I was carrying my drums from Park Ridge down to a nightclub where they, it was on Randolph Street, where the girl swang out on a swing out in front. anyway.
I think I know the one he's talking about.
A whole other story.
Yeah, on the back of the back of the car, got off at Ohio Street, and on making the curve, I was going a little too fast. The weight, it flexed and ripped the lid off the trunk. It was last year with the trunk, and I caused a four-car accident.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, yeah. I'm so sorry. But you know what? It sounded like an amazing car.
Anyway, it was. I mean, I loved it, but I hadn't thought things out.
I guess not. Rick, thanks for the call, buddy. Appreciate it.
Sure enough.
All right, take care, pal. Pat, you're on 720 WGN.
Hi there.
How are you?
I've been looking for the longest time for the video of another long Chevrolet commercial.
Okay.
And it was the Mr. Goodrich that they used. The character, remember the old guy with the black horn rim glasses, kind of balding, and he had this like canister vacuum looking thing on his back, and it was when we had that bad blizzard, like 77 78, I don't quite remember when it was, but he's out in the Long Chevrolet parking lot, and he's saying, "We're just blowing them away here at Long Chevrolet," and he's blowing the snow off of that, and I've never heard mention of that commercial.
I don't think
all.
I've ever. Curtis is seeing if it exists anywhere online. But,
yeah,
so,
he was saying.
So it's
I
a long Chevrolet commercial.
I have never seen it.
Okay.
And I actually knew the guy because he sold Oldsmobiles in Berwyn.
The guy that was blowing the snow off.
Right.
That
right.
is hysterical.
Oh my gosh!
I'm telling you, the things we remember from back then.
And Mr. Goodrich, you remember him? That was a national character.
Yeah, it was
for the car company.
So they just did something local.
Right.
Pat, thank you so much for the call. Let's see here, 773, looking for Solozzi Edelson Chevrolet. Mm-hmm. Do we have a Solozzi Edelson, Mr. Curtis? Let's take a listen. Where you always save more money.
You always
save. Solozzi Edelson Chevrolet is number one in sales because of our guaranteed sales policy.
You want the best price and the greatest selection.
So we offer over 1,500 new cars and trucks ready for immediate delivery.
We offer low-rate financing to qualified buyers.
Plus, we guarantee you'll save more money on any new car or truck, or we'll give you back the difference in cash.
At Solozzi Edelson Chevrolet in Elmhurst at York and Roosevelt Roads,
where you always save more money.
Now, that was Nick Solozzi, Maury Edelson. Mm-hmm. Of course, they just said Elmhurst.
Who had the most bubbling personality of those two?
I'd say Nick by a hair.
By
maybe. That's a good question. They were the number one Chevy dealership mm-hmm. at the time in the country.
That's right.
Not just in Chicago. In the country, their advertising earned so much notoriety that the pair even started national commercials for Bud Light and Pizza Hut.
Yeah.
So they grabbed it for other things. Yeah.
They were parodied on Saturday Night Live, if I'm not mistaken.
That's right. I forgot about that.
Yeah.
Harry Schmerler, your singing Ford dealer. That was from the 1970s and 80s. Dressed in a three-piece suit. He was ready to sell you a car. Let's take a listen.
Rock-a-bye, your baby. Hi, I'm Harry Schmerler, your singing Ford dealer. Choose from 200 brand-new Fairmonts and Mustangs, priced from $49.95. You can buy a brand-new equipped Fairmont or Mustang from $49.95 at Schmerler Ford. Choose from over 200 new Fairmonts and Mustangs, all priced from $49.95. With a voice like mine, I've got to give good deals. Schmerler Ford is at Route 83 and Tui in Elk Grove Village.
Wait for it. Oh, where's Rockabye My Baby? Find me a Rockabye My Baby. He did it at the beginning.
The beginning part.
Hit the beginning again. We need to hear that. Rockabye My Baby.
Hi, I'm Harry Schmerler, your singing.
Almost there.
We'll find it. He'll find it.
Rockabye Your Baby.
There we go.
I love that.
There he is.
We had a Ford Fairlane. You had a Fairmont.
We had a Fairmont.
Yeah.
And I remember my sister being sick one day. And she projectile vomited into the vents, and then we could never get the smell out. We finally had to just get rid of the car. It was that bad. It was like years later, we're like, oh, God. That's what I remember about my Ford Fairmont, ladies and gentlemen.
Our Fairlane made it from Chicago to Vegas.
The Fairlane.
That's how we got. It was a larger car. It was almost like a tank.
Okay.
I was thinking of putting some gun turrets on the top and made it out to Las Vegas, and then it died out there.
312-981-7200 if you've got a classic spot, pitchman you want to hear or chat about it, some of your memories, we can do that as well. 847, do you remember Howard Pontiac? Howard.
Yeah,
you know what I'm talking about.
That's right. The mother
of Howard.
But she was dressed up as an older person.
Let's take a listen.
My son Howard was never good at math. You know Howard, he owns Howard Pontiac in Elmhurst, and he hasn't changed. Just look at those ridiculously low prices in that overstocked lot. But that's good for you. But do me a favor. Before you drive off in that new Pontiac gloating over that low price, have him do his times table. He could use the practice.
Howard Pontiac, Elmhurst.
On Grand Avenue.
There you go.
Yeah.
So we're getting some of these spots. You know, we're pulling some of it online, but some of it's from the Museum of Broadcast Communication. Some of it's from Fuzzy Memories.
.tv.
So we appreciate grabbing some of those as well. Of course, there's Victory Auto Records, but should we give them a free spot? Because it's probably running at some point during the show anyway. But it's classic just to hear this every single time it comes on. You've heard it for 40 years.
That old car might be worth money. Call Victory Auto Records at 860-2000 for a quote. Victory will tow no matter what condition your car's in. Victory tows 7 days a week, and you might get cash on the spot or save money by fixing up your car with used parts. Victory has 10 acres of used parts, starters, transmissions, batteries for all types of cars. Victory Auto Wreckers, 710 East Green in Bensonville near O'Hare. Call 630-860-2000.
You know, he was a teenager when he recorded that.
Yeah, and you know, that's what he told me. He came to Chicago Vocational when I was teaching there to judge some students' work, and he says, you know, I'm a graduate of Chicago Vocation. I'm an alum.
Oh, that's cool.
And I said, well, is that when you were doing the Victory Auto Wrecker spots? And he just kind of gave me a laugh.
They've been around a long time, I'm going to tell you right now. So this is jumping ahead a little bit to department stores and places we used to shop for clothing and so forth. But 708 asks, what about the Robert Hall commercial? And I'm going to play it, and we'll talk a little bit about that. Go ahead.
Hi, this is Les Paul.
And Mary Ford.
School bells ring and children sing. It's back to Robert Hall again. Mother knows for better clothes. It's back to Robert Hall again. You'll save more on clothes for school. Shop at Robert Hall.
First of all.
Oh, my God. I'm tingling. I have not heard that.
Really?
I heard it when it happened.
Yeah.
When I heard it originally, I never placed the two. I never had a reference point on who they were.
You know, Steve and Johnny are loving this.
I know they are. Are you kidding? Please. So, but I remember the commercial. I remember the singing. I remember the words. And I just got all goosebumply.
Right? And plus,
Seriously?
It's a really good quality because they recorded it, obviously.
Exactly.
But it's Les Paul and Mary Ford. And when you think about hiring them to do a spot for something like that.
They were here in Chicago for a long time. Yeah. And you don't have a number one hit on the charts every week
No.
So you still got to pay the bills.
You absolutely do.
And they had, if you've ever had a chance, watch some clips of their old shows, their old TV shows that are online.
There is, you talk about places you used to go shop for back to school clothes and so forth. Where was it? Was it Robert Hall? Did you go to Robert Hall?
Well, we went to, actually, there was a small chain called Crawford's.
Okay.
There was one on Devon Avenue. And there were a couple of other ones. My mother had a Crawford's shopping, a credit card.
Charge card,
right. And we got shoes there. We got clothes there. It was a great store. A long time ago, I described during one segment that you and I did the way the store was made up, the design of the store.
Right.
Just a beautiful store on Devon Avenue.
See, for me, it was Sears. You know, Sears was the place that we used to go for back to school. And, you know, you think about that. We're going to be talking about that at some point soon. That was a store of the past.
Right.
I think it was on North Avenue. And they had a peanut shop. They had a nut shop. And they would sell hot peanuts when you would walk in. And the smell, and I'm sure some of you that are listening would remember that, smells absolutely like it just captivated
you in.
And you had to go get a bag of nuts before
that's
you
right.
went shopping for your hush puppies and your school uniforms. But that was for me, that was the place to go. That was
good stuff. I don't think I shopped outside of Crawford's until I got older, and then I was buying jeans.
Gotcha. All right, we're going to talk a little bit more about classic TV commercials right here in Chicago.
We've got your music at Musicland. Rock your way back to school with store-wide specials at Musicland. Pick up 7,800 degrees Fahrenheit. Hot music from Bon Jovi. On sale now, just $6.99 cassette LP on Mercury.
Musicland.
We bring entertainment to life.
And there you have it. Now, I spent 12 years of my life working in the music business for Musicland. I ran the store on Harlem and Forest Preserve Drive. It's like a 30,000 square foot store. We had stage, we had incense, we had a Ticketron in there.
Lava lights.
We might have had lava lights. Yeah, some apparel. I remember when we first got like the first 9 CDs that were put out.
Oh,
we had Beta.
You know
all that stuff. Anyway, Musicland and Sam Goody, owned by the same company. I also worked for a company called Transworld Entertainment, which was Coconuts, Peaches, Record Town, and so forth. Today, Transworld Entertainment that ended up buying Sam Goody. Total at some point there was 2,000 stores plus.
Wow.
Between the two companies. There's 200 left. Because they're not selling much. They're selling more games than music. They're selling vinyl, quite frankly.
It's coming back.
And games.
Mm-hmm.
But not enough to do much with it. Both the companies were worth hundreds of millions of dollars.
I can imagine.
Now that they're combined and there's only 200 stores left of both chains, just sold today for $10
million. No.
And that's it. And I'm not even sure what you're going to do with it.
Exactly.
You know, I mean, I still love going to Reckless Records and some of those stores, but, you know, people are already texting in. Flipside, Rolling Stone, Sound Warehouse, of course, all these great spots we used to shop at. But the commercials are great to listen to some of the music that was offered at that time, right? Another one, 773 brought up Polk Brothers. There's not a lot of spots out there for Polk Brothers. And there's some, it was a home appliance electronic retailer. It was 17 stores in the region. It opened in 1935. They closed in 1992. It was Saul Polk who founded the company. He lived in Portage Park. And he had showrooms all around Chicagoland. It was their big thing was let's make a deal, salesman. Let's make a deal right now. They had the power to negotiate at that time, and I still even in the 90s when my grandmother would say, "Did you negotiate with him?" Well, it's not the same. you get a flat price, you know. I mean, it's you know when we bought the refrigerator, that's how much it cost. When they closed after Saul Polk, I think.
There was a little conflict in the family.
There was, but, you know, and they said, well, Best Buy's coming and this one and this, so forth. But they were never in debt. They never went into bankruptcy. And
they started a foundation.
They started a massive foundation with assets today, almost $400 million.
Fantastic.
I know the Broadcast Museum has got money from these great people, but the family has really put their money where their mouth is on all of that as well.
I remember one store, and I saw it just perchance. We went to the old Kittyland on just off First Avenue, and there was a Polk brother down the road. on First Avenue. I remember
Cinnamon. Yeah, Cinnamon Arts is there now.
Yeah.
It's kitty corner from there.
Yeah.
It burned at one time to the ground, and then they rebuilt it. Okay. And then it was open for a little bit. Let's take a listen to a Polk Brothers commercial.
At Polk Brothers, for just $4 with over 5,000 major brand name products, you can own your own 1983 high-tech Cobra extension telephone. Polk Brothers lets you stop paying that hidden monthly rental to the phone company for good. You plug it in instantly. This exciting Polk Extra has automatic redial, on-off ringer switch, works on call forward or call waiting.
Automatic.
Only at Polk Brothers for just $4 with major appliances,
$4.
TV, stereos, furniture, carpet. Polk Brothers does it again, Chicagoland.
Ooh. And what did they sell the most of?
Ooh, GE products? No, what are you going to say?
No.
Something specific? What?
The snowman and Santa Claus.
Oh, I love that.
Yep.
I think our friend Dean still has a snowman. He has a Santa Claus.
It's amazing how popular those two things were.
Yeah.
I saw them on everyone's lawn.
It was a sense of pride that you got it from Polk Brothers.
Exactly.
Townhouse TV and Appliances. It was not around for very long.
Mm-mm.
It was on Oakden in Milwaukee.
Mm-hmm.
There's an Advantage kitchen and bath there now behind the Jewel.
Mm-hmm.
But the jingle was pretty catchy, and they really blew. I think they spent more money on advertising than they made because they were gone very quickly. Let's take a listen.
Incredible. Don't miss the Superstore Townhouse TV and Appliances inventory clearance sale. Super savings now on Sony Super Beta Hi-Fi video recorders. Super savings now on Sony 8mm handy camcorders. Super savings now at Townhouse on Sony 36-inch giant screen TVs. For super savings, don't miss the Superstore Townhouse TV and Appliances sale this week.
Superstore, Townhouse TV and Appliances, Milwaukee and Oakton.
Was that the staff or the family?
That might have been, that was, but again, done very inexpensively.
Yeah.
They all screamed into a microphone,
mm-hmm.
and that was your spot, right?
Yeah. Well, because they also had to get a lot in.
Yes, they did.
If you're paying a lot of money for a spot that only airs maybe 10 times in a whole week,
mm-hmm.
you have to get a lot of information in real quick.
That's true.
Kind of like the show.
That's true. That's true. I know we're flying through it.
That's okay.
Steve from McHenry, you're on 720 WGN. How you doing, Steve?
Good, Dave. How are you doing?
Excellent. What spot do you want to talk about, pal?
All right. So this is, I'm 36, so I kind of remember this from the early 90s. So good, maybe 25 years ago.
Sure.
The good old Chicago radio personality, Mancow, is driving his car and gets in a wreck, and he's dangling out of the car with his glasses hanging. And next thing you know, there's a 6-foot bird on top of the roof and dropping eggs.
Eagle
and
Man.
Two big girls with big hair catch the eggs and say, "Oh, look at those low rates." Insurance was the company.
Yeah. There was a lot of quality acting in mm-hmm. that spot. But
it was about as cheesy as you can get.
But that's how they all were, man. I mean, so you're 36.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, really, for generations already, those commercials were a little bit cheesy. Let's take a listen to that spot.
Do you have insurance on this car?
No. What's that?
It's Eagle Woman.
I've got something for you.
All right, that's enough. I know. That's just such bad acting. But, I mean, local personalities doing local
spots.
I remember Larry Lujek doing commercials. He did mm-hmm. a commercial for Santa's Village.
That's right.
The three worlds of Santa's Village,
which was
pretty cool. Let's see here. What else do we have? Oh, we got a ton more here. We have one text I thought was kind of interesting from 630. We always laugh when we think of the Standard Oil gas station owners who would be dragged into a commercial. I think that was a channel, it was on the channel that had Fahey Flynn News. They were so terrified to have them, and just shook it, a terrible thing that they were on the air, to put them under that kind of pressure. And of course, it was live, so they were doing live commercials during the Fahey Flynn News.
Mm-hmm.
We think about it often. It was so uneasy, they had to be thinking, I can't wait to get off this television program.
Fahey Flynn on Channel 7.
He was on two
first.
Yeah.
But then he went over to 7 with Joel Daly and became, the number one TV newscast in Chicago.
We have loads and loads of texts coming in, and we're going to hit those next. 312-981-7200. We're talking about Chicago classic TV commercials, vintage pitchmen, all that great stuff. More after this on 720 WGN.
Why settle for some of it when you can get all of it?
knockout, so I got to Zaire.
It's gotta last.
It's gotta have a name I know.
So we got to Zaire.
Get it all. Get it all.
It's gotta be a real value.
Get to Zaire and get it all.
Exciting fashions, famous brands, honest quality, genuine value.
Get to Zaire and get it all.
Dave Plyer and Roger Badish hanging out with us, our little pop culture moment of vintage Chicago TV commercials and classic pitchmen. Actually, Roger is wearing a shirt from Zaire that he got. It's very nice.
It was a very, it was a special.
It's a button down.
It was a special.
Collar's a little big.
Collar's very big. Yeah. But, well, you know, it's stylish.
It's exactly. It's sure. If you say so. Zaire. I remember Zaire in River Grove over by Holy Cross High School, going over there to get some Lee jeans.
We had a Zaire that was also a number of different stores over the decades. It is currently a Home Depot. I can't even talk at this hour anymore.
But Ames?
It was a community.
It was. See, ours was a community first.
Okay.
And then, Zaire.
Then it was Zaire, and then it was Kmart.
Yeah, communities.
All
other
in
one.
The same store. Now it's a Home Depot.
I remember
on McCormick and Devon.
Was it a community home center? Because we could not find any commercials from, or was it the department store?
It was the department store.
Okay.
Yeah.
There's not a lot of commercials about.
There is a picture though online of that one, with the parking lot packed.
There was a few months ago a social media post. It was so windy in Chicago that there was a sign wrapped in a mall that had multiple signs underneath it.
Oh, okay.
And what was exposed was a Venture sign.
Oh, my gosh.
And it completely, like, almost untouched, the black stripes and so forth. So people were driving home, and the three signs or two signs that wrapped it were gone.
Mm-hmm.
And so they were sitting up on those. So let's take a listen to a classic Venture commercial. How about that?
Save that Venture. Yeah, save with style.
Greet the new year with Venture's great after Christmas savings. Save 33% on the entire stock of men's outerwear. A special group of ladies' sweaters just $7.99. Baby's blanket sleepers now $3.49. Holiday party needs 99 cents each. Hit records are two for $3. 5 packs of Scott towels or tissues are $3. Venture's after Christmas sale. Don't miss it.
Save Venture. Yeah, save with style.
So Zaire was opened from 56 to 90. TJ Maxx actually owned, like the parent company at the time owned Zaire.
Okay.
Venture was around 70 to 94.
Wow.
So there you have it. Breaking news right there.
I seem to remember Venture before 70, but that's all right. No, I get it. And now the Venture that is on Peterson, east of Western Avenue, which was where Z. Frank Chevrolet used to be. Z Frank.
Oh, yeah.
Z Frank Chevrolet on Western Avenue.
Yeah. Don't sing. People texted in. Please don't make sure Roger does not sing.
Just pull my vocal cords out. But the Venture that is was on Peterson is now a Target.
Mm.
They just rebuilt around the building that was there.
Somebody was asking about, 630 Handy Andy. You remember Handy Andy?
There's still one in Skokie.
No.
Yes.
You're talking about Crafty Beaver, or is it?
My bad. It used to be Handy Andy. Now it's Crafty Beaver. My bad.
Curtis is laughing at that. Are you laughing because these stupid names, or that we're arguing over the names of these places that are gone?
The arguing part, mainly because Roger thinks that he's convinced that there's a Handy Andy still out there.
You know, I'm always convinced of everything.
Thank God
I
you wrote this book now.
I know.
While you still have everything down in your head. All right, so here we did find, and we had to dig this one up. Here's a classic Handy Andy commercial.
Ooh. Nothing beats Pittsburgh Wellhide interior paint for quality and value. And no one beats the Handy Andy Mr. Howe price, just $8.88 a gallon.
$8 a gallon.
Paneling savings on selected top grade name brand paneling. All styles and finishes, $1, $2, and $3 off. Now at every Handy Andy Mr. Howe.
Handy Andy, you got it made.
So it was Arrow Lumber Company that owned these. They were open from 1947 to 1996. Seems like a lot of... It seems like the era of a lot of these stores closing was the mid-1990s, and now we're experiencing that, of course, once again with retail. Handy Andy required central hardware locations. They expanded very quickly and then ended up just like, you know, you see a lot of these furniture chains today, Pier 1, you know, filing for bankruptcy. Filing for bankruptcy, not completely
gone. Okay.
Art Van is on the verge after they expanded so quickly out of Michigan, which is kind of a tragedy.
And that's, you know, as a business owner yourself, you know that a lot of businesses that are very popular in a local area and see a ton of business think that that model will work elsewhere, and they expand too quickly.
Yeah, you know, but when you think about chains like Montgomery Ward, and I used to work for them a long time ago too, and Sears, where they were the catalog house. They were the ones, they were the original in the 1800s, early 1900s, mail order. You ordered something from them, you could not wait by the door, even in the most rural area, ruralist areas, to get that package. They invented ordering and getting it sent to your house, and neither of them could really figure out the .com.
Exactly, but that was how people shopped back then. Then you started having the bricks and mortars that would go out to those areas. You would have the huge malls that would suddenly open up in a small community that would cover 10, 15 miles around it. And that's where they expanded to. Nobody goes to the malls anymore because now we're back to online catalogs.
312-981-7200. If you've got a classic spot you used to shop in Chicago, classic commercial, a pitchman, something you'd like us to dig up, talk about, 312-981-7200 is the number. Call or text. You know, when you think about also the stores, the grocery stores that come and go. Peapod just closed, right? Peapod, the online. Okay, so this is online. That they were kind of at the edge of everything. Home delivery for your groceries.
Right.
So there's certain things I don't think we will ever live without walking in and touching and feeling products.
There are a number of things that people still
furniture
want
is
to go
tough
out.
For me. Right. I like still want to go for hardware.
Right.
You know, I'm not going to go. I'm not going to go order a hammer or order paint. Like if I'm in the middle of a project, I'm going to get it.
Right.
That's why the Aces and the True Values and so forth are going to be around for a very long time. I think the other one, Amazon right now is opening up a grocery store. They're taking the spot in that Dominick's had in Naperville, and they're opening up a massive grocery store.
But they're using new technology to try to change that experience.
I was just going to say Amazon Go, where if you just have your
smaller
account logged in or whatever, you can just walk in and take it. You don't have to go through a cashier or anything.
And a quick thing about the Peapod, you know about the beginnings of Peapod is that they used to send shoppers to the existing grocery stores. Then they decided to open up their own warehouses. They were a grocery store.
Which makes sense from a starting point.
But they couldn't keep that up because the only customers were people who would go online and order. There was no walk-in.
We did a little Peapod up front. We still do Oberweis. Yeah. We still have milk delivered like it's 1965.
Why not? Still in the bottles? With
Curtis said too? Oh,
is it the baseball trading card on the inside?
No, I don't. That got soggy. Okay. But you could order, like if Lori will put on the side of the house the empty milk bottles in a container, you can fill out an order form and say, also give me a dozen eggs, some cheese, some this, and then it's
in the truck, so they just drop it off.
You sound spoiled doing that, and it doesn't cost much.
No.
But I still like going to the grocery store.
We used to have the butcher deliver once a week.
Really?
On every Friday afternoon, because they would close early Friday. A lot of the butchers in our area that we order from were Jewish, so before the sun went down, before service, so we would get our week's worth of meat that we would then put in the freezer until mom needed it.
Going to the butcher was a big deal. It was.
Yeah, no, was I understand, because they'd always look at you and be looking in those little windows, slanted windows, like you do now in the butcher shop in grocery stores. You could see what's in there, and you would tell mom, hey, can I get some hamburger, mom? And you would have a barbecue during the summer.
Can we get some veal?
Can we get some, mom, I want some.
I love this. There's a listener sending us YouTube links.
Curtis, look at this.
Before I shoot them. Yeah, you. What are they? Are they local?
We've got Walworth department stores from 1982, and we've got Gaylord's department store from 1975.
Let's try. What is it? Woolworths? Is it
Woolworths?
Woolworths.
Yeah. Let's play from 630. Woolworths.
It's May Value Days at Woolworth with savings for everyone. There are lots of summer values. Great buys like women's brightly colored t-shirts in the latest styles. Now two for just $9. Save $4 on men's Woolworth Sprinter jogging shoes, just $13.97. And save $3 on boys' sprinters, just $13.97.
I remember more about Woolworths and Walgreens back in the day. When I tell this to my kids about Walgreens, is going, you know, I'm not that old. I don't think, I mean, you're old, but I'm not that old. And I remember going to Woolworths
and Walgreens. And you're not catching up either.
Woolworths and Walgreens. And folks, I'm sure you remember this too, is going up to the counter and getting a hamburger at the Walgreens or the Woolworths on State Street.
Right.
Until the 80s.
There is still that one left. Do you remember? I sent you that article,
yes,
I think.
It's a lunch. So it's an antique store now. Right. It was a Woolworths, but they still have the Woolworths outside of it.
Mm-hmm.
And they kept the lunch counter going.
That's right. And they do a great business from what I read.
I think that's a cool thing.
It's fantastically retro. Now it's retro.
Yeah.
Back then it was real.
But it's communal, place where you can go hang out with other people, do a little shopping.
And Walgreens had a lunch counter downtown also, because I used to eat there a lot on lunchtime when I would work downtown.
But think about the concept of that back then, and possibly that would make sense today to put, you know, like when you go to the Nordstrom's down on Michigan Avenue. Mm-hmm. And you go to the men's department. In the center of the men's department is a bourbon bar. It's a full bar, but it's a bourbon bar, and they serve appetizers in there. And I thought to myself the first time I walked in there to get some shoes and stuff, I'm like, well, hell yeah. Yeah, of course. Let's go sit and have a cocktail in here and chill a little bit. And I'm thinking, what a great way to get me in here.
Mm-hmm.
To come back and meet somebody. Hey, you know what? I'm going to, you know, you can get your shoe shine there. You can go get some new pair of jeans and go get a shot before you leave. I mean, that's brilliant.
But the thought behind the lunch counters, especially downtown, you had an hour for lunch.
That's true,
too. You could walk over real quick to the nearest one. Sit down, you get your food, you relax, you read the newspaper, and then you're done. You go back to work.
That's absolutely right.
Yeah.
There's a couple other department stores that people have texted in. What's 209, Jim? Oh, yeah, Jim Peterick of the Ides of March recorded all sorts of commercials. Ember Furniture, Funtown, for the family and you, 95th and Stony Island Avenue, Funtown.
Yeah, vaguely remember. It was farther away from us. We had Kittyland. There was a Kittyland real close to us where we could actually, on one of my birthdays, I took the fire truck from our house to the Kittyland for my birthday.
Wow.
Yeah.
Same here. No seatbelts.
None.
No, you just bounced around down the major thoroughfares.
There was just one metal bar you could hold on to, and even then, who cared?
It was cold.
Yeah, right.
Weebolts. Someone's asking if we got a Weebolts commercial. Yes, we do. Let's take a listen.
It's Weebolt's biggest Hoover sale ever. Save 20 to 50% on all Hoover products. Uprights, canisters, Concept One cleaners, and more. This Hoover convertible upright with full-time edge cleaning is just $64.88. And both this self-propelled Concept One and the Hoover two-motor power nozzle canister are now sale priced at $199.88 each. Save 20 to 50% on all Hoover products.
All right.
Now at Weebolt.
I've heard enough. I know. It's like if you're just tuning in, all right, we're talking about classic Chicago commercials, famous Chicago pitchmen. We always, the texts blow up every time we have the subject. Phone lines go off. It's fun to, with all the political stuff we're listening to during the week from every area, the news, what's going on, and, you know, the shootings and this and carjackings and everything else. Wanted to provide a little break.
Right. This is fun to reminisce.
Right. A little more nostalgia.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I remember, and I don't know why, but I freaked out my students for 20 years when I was teaching. For some reason, when we would do the commercial unit, where they would write a 30-second commercial, I would walk around the room saying, Mohawk 4-4-100, CET for television. And again, that's another singing jingle
from this company.
But... someone ran out and pulled the fire alarm every time. But that commercial was impressed in my mind, more so than some of the ones we've been playing, which I remember very well. But because it was a very low voice and very staccato, it just stuck with me all these years.
There's brands that also come back. Now, there was a chain of drugstores called Rexall, 40,000 of them, and everyone had a local one as well.
And they sponsored old radio shows.
Oh, yeah, they did.
All right. Good health to all from Rexall.
Let's take a listen.
A lot of different vitamins, a lot of different names. Which do you buy? Well, here's one name you've known all your life, Rexall. For over 70 years, we've worked to give you better products. For convenience, we've taken vitamin E and added vitamin C in a chewable orange-flavored tablet. And Super Plenamins, with 11 vitamins and 8 minerals, continues to be a favorite with families all over the country. There are a lot of different names for vitamins, but Rexall is one good name for value. At your
So Rexall came back about 4 years ago as the house brand for the one of the largest retail chains in America. So Dollar General.
Oh, really?
All of their aspirin, their generic medicines, their Band-Aids, anything health-related.
That's Rexall.
With the old logo.
Fantastic.
Why not? It had great recognition. I think it was one of those things where financially it was mismanaged and they went under bankruptcy. Well, that's not always the case. I mean, obviously some go away because they've lost their relevance.
Right.
Yeah.
But Rexall always had that and they didn't advertise a lot. That's what I'm saying. They advertised a ton with old radio, but as we got into television, they kind of backed off a little bit, especially with Walgreens coming in and some of the other drugstore chains.
815 asked if we could play the Robert Hall commercial again. We'll do that, and then we're going to take a break. All right, let's take a listen.
Hi, this is Les Paul.
And Mary Ford. School bells ring and children sing. It's back to Robert Hall again. Mother knows for better clothes. It's back to Robert Hall again. You'll save more on clothes for school. Shop at Robert Hall.
And if you're wondering what Robert Hall is, it went away in 1977. So you have to be of a certain age to know who they were. And I do kind of barely remember the clothing chain, but it was founded in 1937. And the founder and head was garment merchant Jacob Schwab, who plucked the name right out of the air.
Really?
Robert Just Hall was nobody. Yeah.
Oh, it
was absolutely Look nobody. But they finally filed for bankruptcy. All 366 stores were closed and inventory was auctioned off. Fun conversation, Roger Badish.
I love it. Always love it.
And I
Thank
know
you
our
having
our
me.
Listeners loved it too. They, you know, all the great comments from tonight. I didn't read those, but they were a little gratuitous. But no, they were very nice. Yeah. They were like, oh, this is a great just you know break from life.
It is. And thanks again for having me. And Curtis, good to see you again.
Good to see you too, buddy.
And we'll have you on when the cookbook comes out.
You got it. Water, 100 ways to cook it.
Roger Badish, everybody. We'll be right back.